欢迎来到卡卡课堂 ，I'm Jessica。不少小伙伴呢都已经放暑假了，相信大家呢已经蓄势待发，准备要出去玩了。今天这期节目呢，要分享几个非常实用的打包小技巧，可以助你的旅程一臂之力。Pack, P-A-C-K, 就指的是打包了。Here you will see some tips to pack your trip. 1. Plan your outfits ahead of time to avoid overpacking. Outfit 就指的是你的全套装备了。Ahead of time, 提前就是你要提前计划好你的装备呢，这样可以避免 overpacking. Packing 是打包了， overpacking 就指的是过多的打包，就至于你的行李箱装不下了。If you have a decent sense of what the weather will be like, you can be very precise. Decent, 相当好的。如果呢，你能很准确的知道这个天气呢，你就可以非常精确的准备了。Precise 指的是很准确、很精确的意思。If not, bring versatile items that will allow you to adapt to changing conditions. Versatile 也可以读作 versatile, 指的是通用的、万能的。但如果你没有办法很好的预知天气呢，可以带一些通用的衣物。我们在文章当中呢有给出一些通用衣物的名单。想要查看完整的图文呢，请微信搜索卡卡课堂。 2. Buy travel size containers for your toiletries, regardless of the length of a trip. This includes your toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, etc.Travel size container 就指的是旅行装了。那么这个旅行装呢，旅行包里要装一些你常用的洗漱用品。Toiletry 指的是洗漱用具了，那这就包括你的牙刷、牙膏，还有这个除臭剂。3. Place heavy items at the bottom of your bag, especially if it is an upright model. 这是一个关于装行李的技巧，就是你要把重的东西呢放在行李箱的底部，特别是什么呢？ Upright 指的是直立的，特别是那种直立型的物体。4. Pack clothing using the time-honored row technique. Time-honored, 历史悠久的或者久享盛名的。Row 是滚动的意思。Row technique 就是我们在去打包旅行的时候呢，可以将衣服滚起来，这种方法呢非常好用。Lay 2 or 3 items on top of one another, smooth to flatten, and roll them up like you would roll up a sleeping bag to save space and prevent wrinkles.Wrinkle 除了有皱纹的意思，它也有指的是衣服上的褶皱，因为这样子呢，你可以在最大程度上的节省空间，而且呢，也可以防止衣服变皱。方法也很简单，就是将2到3件衣服呢放在一起，然后铺平，然后像滚睡袋那样滚起来就好。 5. Pack sweaters, jackets, and underwear in reusable compression bags, which can create up to 75 more space in your luggage.Compression bag 就是我们的压缩袋了，压缩袋呢真的是非常好用，你可以将这些包括毛衣啊、夹克、内衣呢放在里面，可以节省高达75%的空间。 These locking orders, so they also work for storing dirty laundry. 压缩袋不仅可以节省空间，而且呢可以锁住气味，如果呢在外旅行不方便洗衣服，也可以将脏衣服放在压缩袋里，这样可以很方便就携带回来。 6. Place breakable items like jewelry or glasswrapped in socks and tucked into shoes inside your luggage. This ensures ultimate safety. Breakable item 就是易碎物品了，比如说像首饰啊，还有一些玻璃制品呢，你就可以把它裹在 wrap in socks, 就是把它裹在这个干净的袜子里，并且把它塞进鞋子里呢，这样可以最大限度上呢保证呢它的安全。这六个打包的小技巧可以说是非常的实用，而且呢，其中我们学到了很多非常实用的日常生活中的英文单词。最后呢，我们再来听一下刚才提到的这六个小技巧。 1. Plan your outfits ahead of time to avoid overpacking. If you have a decent sense of what the weather will be like, you can be very precise. If not, bring versatile items that will allow you to adapt to changing conditions. 2.Buy travel-size containers for your toiletries, regardless of the length of a trip. This includes your toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, etc. 3. Place heavy items at the bottom of your bag, especially if it is an upright model. 4. Pack clothing using the time-honored row technique. Lay 2 or 3 items on top of one another, smooth to flatten, and roll them up like you would roll up a sleeping bag to save space and prevent wrinkles.5. Pack sweaters, jackets, and underwear in reusable compression bags, which can create up to 75 more space in your luggage. These locking orders, so they also work for storing dirty laundry. 6. Place breakable items like jewelry or glass, wrapped in socks and tucked into shoes inside your luggage. This ensures ultimate safety.